News with Isabel Damon. Good afternoon.
We probably need to talk about it. Max Najjar is from Axis Travel and joins the program now. G'day, Max.
G'day, how are you? All good?
Well, until I heard about this, this all seems like an alternate universe. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a possibility?
It is a possibility, but very, very slight. I thought it was Monty Python playing a joke, actually. But no, it's actually come back from the Congress, and they're actually talking about, the Republicans are talking about in America. Cut a long story short, they're suggesting that anybody who is actually a woman or somebody of that sex and can have a baby, anybody who's pregnant should not be able to enter the United States on business or pleasure. Because if they do, the logic is they'll have a baby in America and therefore they'll bleed off the American economy. And I think he's probably aiming towards the South Americans, the Mexicans and stuff like that, and other countries, I'm sure. But he's actually, when I say he, I shouldn't say he, the Congress and certain senators have put this through to the State Department and they're considering it. And it's only a consideration at the moment, which is unbelievable. Could you imagine it? And they said if you are not going to suggest that you're pregnant, they are also suggesting on a second layer to do pregnancy tests before you enter the United States.
Wow.
It's not a joke. It's actually really fair income.
Yeah, okay. Sheila Wallace says, doesn't Trump realize that females can arrive in the USA, get pregnant there, and then give birth before they leave?
Well, I think you've got to be careful, because if you start saying things as logical as that, you might upset his brain. And there's the other way of doing it too. You can enter the United States, flip over to Canada or somewhere else and come back again. My goodness, that'd be interesting. But what's fascinating me in the whole drama, and there's other things that he's actually trying to throw up there, is that if you're a female member, I'm being sexist, but if you're a female member of Congress, how could you pass this through? Well, if you're anybody who has any intelligence, why would you? Why could you? How could you pass this through? But because it's being tabled in Congress, that's the part that concerns me, is that they're actually considering it quite seriously. I mean, that's just so silly. Typical USA stupidity sometimes. And they've sort of passed it on to the immigration section, whereby, you know how you enter the United States, pass through immigration. There's something which I've said once or twice before, it's really important to understand, is that they've got third party referencing there. So if you do the following, if you enter the United States and you have got a Facebook or some form of social media on your app, on your phone or on your laptop, and they search it and they have the legal right to search it with your password, and you do something about that and you find out you've been really clean, but you've got a friend, say, I've got a friend called Johnny, and they'll say, oh, who's Johnny? Oh, he's my best mate. Well, how come on Facebook he's saying things against Donald Trump or anti-Semitism and stuff like that? And then they can actually ask you to leave the country. We've actually had two issues with our clients, and that's exactly what's happened. Had nothing to do with the clients. It was their third party, we call it. And their friends put certain remarks on it, and they said, you need to stand on the left-hand side, and they asked them to leave the country. Now, that is really bad, and I don't think a lot of people know that. But understanding that it is at the discretion of the immigration officers when you enter. But if you just happen to go on that side of their discretion, you're buggered.
Yeah, I mean, you said that it was maybe a lot of focus on South Americans, if they've identified that as an issue. But we thought the same thing with ICE agents and all the other policies that the yes. US has put in. Oh, well, it's for them. It's not really, we're Australia. Everyone loves Australians. And then you started hearing the stories of it, being applied to Australians. So it's not really something you can ignore, especially if you want to go to the US at any time in the next couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is at the discretion of the immigration officers. Some of our clients are going through and not being asked any questions, but I like to default on the negative. I know it sounds awful, but I'd like to sort of say, hang on, what happens if it is you? What happens if they do ask those questions? And the other thing that concerns me with one of our clients coming in from London to New York was that they demanded she handwrite her password for her phone on a piece of paper and her laptop. And she actually replied back, and she's a lawyer, and she replied back, said, no, hang on, I'll get you into my phone and into my laptop, but I'm not writing down the passwords, but I'll get you in if you really want to see it. And the guy at the counter said, no, I want you to write it out. And she refused, and she went back to London. I mean, it's getting, I think it's getting really silly. I just think that there's illogical things that are being said and contemplated in the United States. I think they've got to come down to earth. I really think there's got to be, I don't care, I'm not into politics, but they've really got to get into it and say, you guys, you know, get your life together. Or maybe get John Cleese and the Monty Python guys to come and run the country, because they can probably do a better job.
Yeah. I can't imagine the tourism industry would be very happy with, you know, the potential barring of all birth, you know, all women of birth age, because it, not only is that like essentially half of your tourism or business travellers or anything, dads aren't going to be want to, you know, lead the family holiday without mum. So all the family holidays, yep, all the Disney World trips and all that kind of stuff will go immediately.
Yes, of course. But also, Jason, how do they test it? Can you wear that one out? They said that they're subject to testing as well. I mean, how do they do that?
Well, that's peeing on a stick, isn't it? It's hard enough. Imagine the line on a long-haul flight is long enough for the toilets.
Now
everyone has to do the testing as well.
Yeah. My gut feeling after 48 years of doing this stuff, I reckon that it won't go through. I think it's just stupidity, and I think it'll be just squashed. I think that's really what's going to take place, and hopefully it will, because there's other things that they throw at people and they don't do it, and this is just one of those things. It's just crazy stuff. And on the subject of getting into countries too, Jason, there's just been a breakthrough in Europe, so if I can mention that to you, it should be in the consumer news probably in the next 24, 48 hours. There used to be, or there was, in September this year, October, you had to get a visa, an ETIAS visa to enter Europe. In the last 24 hours, it's been squashed. The European Union have actually come back and said, you know what, we're supposed to have introduced it in 2023, 24, 25, 26. It's now going to be delayed until 2027. So for you to enter about 29 countries in the Central European countries of the Shenzhen group, then you actually don't have to get a visa this year at this stage. They've delayed it to 2027. So everybody going to Europe this year on ABC Radio, you just heard the breakthrough that they're not going to get a visa, or they're not going to require a visa for you to enter Europe this year. And it should be announced pretty soon across the media channels.
Okay, we needed a breaking news sting for you there, Max.
Just been delayed to early 2027. And I mentioned this quite a few times on ABC and BBC and stuff like that. And I guess they started off with €7. That's what they thought of in 2024-25. Went up to €20. €7 will get you nowhere. And now it's going to get up to about €30 or €40. But at this stage, the European Union has said that they're looking at 2027. So a lot of people fairly agitated this year that they had to get that visa. At this stage, it has been delayed. I think the sign-off's taking place in the next day or two officially. So there's some news for you.
There you go. Well, if you were considering going to the US and don't want to have to pee on a stick at the airport and hand over all your passwords, then maybe maybe Europe is more your style. Max, thank you so much for leading us through that. It's just stunning. Max Najjar there from Axis Travel, giving us all kinds of breaking news as well. Lots of texts have come through.